Hey, 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 it is time for another episode of Superhero Deep Dive. I believe we are in the 160s now, so wow, we have been doing this for over 3 years. And I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me during this journey. All right, so let me get my disclaimers out of the way, and then we will get into DC Comics character Obsidian. So the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do really give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive. And you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. And I am also on YouTube, which is the absolute best way to reach me. That is Superhero Deep Dive on YouTube. I post superhero memes daily. I do a weekly meme review every Saturday. And I do the deep dive every Tuesday. So join with me, especially if you have any questions, comments, critiques, fun facts I may or may not have missed, treatments for the character that you would do if you were casting them in any kind of role. Who would you get to cast as that character? I would love to know. Let's just keep it respectful and keep it rolling. Alright, so Obsidian is a member of the JSA, the Justice Society of America. Let me give a fun fact about the JSA. Now, the Justice Society of America weren't actually given an origin when they first appeared back in 1940. Even when the team was reintroduced in the 60s, given rise to the concept of the multiverse, there was still no solid explanation for how all of these titans came to work together. It wasn't until August of 1977, so almost 40 years later, in the pages of a DC special that the untold origin of the Justice Society was finally told. Wow, that's kind of crazy, right? Now, Obsidian's real name is Todd Rice. Obsidian is the codename of Todd Rice, who is the biological son of Alan Scott and Rose Canton, respectively, the Golden Age superhero Green Lantern and the villain Thorn. Now, we did do a deep dive into Alan Scott, which I encourage you to check out because he is awesome. All right. Let's see here. Todd was raised in an abusive adoptive home in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He finds out in his late teens that he has a twin sister, Jenny Lynn Hayden, alias Jade, who we also did a deep dive on. Check that out. The two meet, discover they both have superpowers, and then decide to follow in Alan Scott's footsteps to become heroes. The duo begin to operate under the assumption that Scott is their father. Although not certain of this lineage at first, the two eventually learn for certain that they are indeed Green Lantern's children. And this is the original Green Lantern. This isn't one of those blue or green costume wearing guys. This is the dude with the red costume and was awesome. All right, as Obsidian and Jade, the two were founding members of the superhero team Infinity Inc., a group composed of mainly of the children, grandchildren, and proteges of members of the Justice Society of America. So this is almost like their version of the Teen Titans. You know, because the Teen Titans were kids or sidekicks, proteges, things like that of the Justice League. So Obsidian also serves with the Justice League in their satellite-based space station headquarters. Obsidian has many various adventures at the headquarters, including helping the League deal with dozens of aliens who are the last surviving members of their species. During his tenure with the League, Rice undergoes therapy and also has to deal with seemingly permanent injuries to his shadow form. Obsidian apparently inherited a potential for mental illness from his mother, Thorn. Corrupted by Ian Karkle, Obsidian turned evil, using his shadow powers to first steal all the shadows from an entire city before spreading darkness over the entire world. Okay. During this time as a villain, Bryce attacks his foster father. Ultimately, his biological father, Alan Scott, fighting as Green Lantern, with the aid of other JSA members, defeats him. Obsidian retreats to the Shadowlands in the other dimensional plane from which he derives his powers. Obsidian later joins the mystical villains Mordru and Eclipso in an unsuccessful attempt to get revenge on Green Lantern and the JSA. Following this defeat by the heroes of the JSA, Obsidian is actually cured of his mental imbalance. See, that just goes to show you that sometimes people just need a good ass kicking, right? Sometimes that's all it takes to just put him back in track. Alright. After being cured, Obsidian retired and he came out and came to terms with his self-identity as a gay man. Bryce meets and falls in love with Damon Matthews, an assistant district attorney who works with Kate Spencer, aka the Vigilante Manhunter, who we did last week. We covered her last week. Todd's powers go dormant for some time, but they return following the death of his twin sister Jade during Infinite Crisis. Obsidian returns to being a superhero and continues to happily date Damon. Obsidian appears during the year-long 52 event watching a Thanksgiving Day parade. He sees Luther's personally engineered everyman superhero team going by. Enraged that one of the members is nicknamed Jade, he angrily confronts the group, endangering innocent people in the process. The everyman heroes protect the crowd, and Obsidian is talked out of doing anything drastic. Now, this is one of the things they've always portrayed Obsidian as being, like, very dramatic. I don't know if it is a result of the stereotypes regarding, like, homosexuality. So I've seen comments being made to it, but I haven't seen anything confirmed, and I think it's probably for the best. But he was always made out to be very dramatic. So prior to the events of Justice Society of America Volume 3, Obsidian joins the JSA and serves as the security guard of their New York headquarters. Obsidian later degenerates into an egg consisting purely of darkness. It was later revealed that this state was caused by an attack by Kid Carnival, who gave Obsidian to a shadowy female villain. In Justice Society of America Volume 3, Number 37, Obsidian reappears as a power source for the Darkness Engine, causing all superpowered beings on Earth to lose their powers. After Mr. Terrific manages to travel back in time, he tells the others that they must hatch the Obsidian Egg or they will all die, and Obsidian's father agrees that this must happen. Able to now use this information to change events, while Kid Carnival is looking for the Black Egg in the ruins of the JSA Brownstone, he is confronted by the restored Obsidian, who takes him out and rejoins his teammates in the combat against the villains. Obsidian and the JSA come into contact with Batman's new Justice League after Alan Scott is possessed by an unknown entity and takes off into the sky. After catching up with Scott and reuniting with Jade, who had been resurrected in the closing moments of Blackest Night, the teams figure out that the being controlling Scott is the actual Starheart, the cosmic force that granted Scott and his children their abilities. The Starheart then takes over Obsidian's body as well and disappears with him. When the JSA members try to visit the shadow-wielding immortal known as the Shade in hopes of getting him to track down their missing teammates, they find a crazed Obsidian and Dr. Fate standing over Shade's comatose body. Before the others can call for reinforcement, Obsidian and Fate knock them unconscious and capture them. At one point during, one unspecified point, Obsidian's twin sister Jade is contacted by the entity, who tells her to help him to balance the darkness and save their friends from what appears to be the villain Eclipso. Jade tried to rescue her brother from the Starheart's control, but both brother and sister fused together and formed a hybrid with the powers of both Jade and Obsidian, all the while in the Starheart's control. Together, the siblings attack the Justice League and the Justice Society until Jade is contacted by the entity. Jade resisted the Starheart's control and tried to balance the darkness inside both of them. Jade and Obsidian are eventually separated by the entity so Jade could complete her task. However, Obsidian became paranoid and tried to force Jade to fuse once again with him. Jade managed to prevent the fusion, but Obsidian was restrained by Kyle in a big green bubble and taken far away from Jade. Jade managed to restore her father's Starheart, which was revealed to be the unidentified threat. In the end, Jade is reunited with her father, who returns to normal, but she cannot approach her brother, or vice versa, or both of them would eventually fuse once again into the hybrid and risk releasing the Starheart. So following the DC's New 52 company-wide reboot, Alan Scott and his family no longer appeared in stories featured in the DC's main continuity. In Earth 2, one of the 52 divergent realities, branching from the core New Earth reality, Alan Scott is now depicted as a gay man without children. In Earth 2, World's End, a different version of Todd Rice appears, who is black, bald, and has multiple earrings. This version of Obsidian wears a trench coat over a white shirt and tie, and a mask resembling his post-crisis costume. The only part of Obsidian's costume that carried over into the new continuity. Todd is locked up in an alternate version of Arkham Asylum, but he leaves Arkham under the supervision of John Constantine, who hails from Prime Earth and is attempting to return home. Whew! This is a lot. In 2015, comics event Convergence, a two-part miniseries titled Infinity Inc., featured the return of the pre-crisis version of the Infinity Inc. team, including Todd as Obsidian. Todd and Infinity Inc. were brought to Telos in the series, and this Obsidian was based on his pre-crisis version, but had elements of the modern-day version of the character as well. His counterparts made veiled references to Todd's sexuality and appeared accepting of him being in a relationship with a man. In the Watchmen sequel Doomsday Clock, Obsidian was seen with the Justice Society when Dr. Manhattan undoes the experiment that erased the Justice Society and the Legion of Superheroes. In following the reboot of the multiverse at the end of Dark Knight's Death Metal, Alan Scott reunites with Jade and Obsidian at the Justice Society brownstone and comes out as gay. So, it looks like they had Obsidian, they took him away, they changed his look and everything about him to fit the Alan Scott kind of narrative, I guess. And then they brought him back, and it's so weird. It's so weird what DC Comics does. They've rebooted their multiverse so many times, and it's hard to keep up anymore. But yeah, that's the history. Like, and if you look, he hasn't been in a whole lot of things, but the things he's been in, he has been like pretty instrumental. He's one of those characters that's kind of like a linchpin character, you know? When things happen around him, they're big things. But let me know what you guys think of the character. You can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive and under YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. YouTube is, once again, the absolute best way to reach me. I hope you like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. It really means a lot. But I would love to hear your thoughts. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, critiques, interesting facts I may miss, things about the character's history that you like, you didn't like, you wish you could change, any of that stuff, leave it in the comments. We can, as long as you're respectful, we can go back and forth over it. And if there's anything you'd rather do to the character, if you don't like my ideas, I would love to hear your thoughts, because that's how we have fun with this. But let me get into his powers in the meantime. So, powers, unlike his sister Jade, whose powers resemble their father's. Obsidian has various shadow-based powers from his father's exposure to shadow energy after a battle with Ian Karkle. Obsidian is connected to the Shadowlands, which is a dimension of primordial, quasi-sentient darkness. At will, Obsidian can merge with his own shadow and possess the shadow of others. In his shadow form, he is stronger than in human form, can pass through solid objects, and can fly. After being corrupted by the Shadowlands, Obsidian was able to control his shadow powers to the point that he could grow to enormous size and create objects out of shadow in a similar way that his father and sister can create objects out of green energy. Obsidian also has limited telepathic abilities and can force a person to see the evil side of their own soul, which has been known to drive people insane. During Crisis on Infinite Earths, Obsidian learned that in his shadow form, he is resistant to low amounts of antimatter. For instance, the amount of antimatter a shadow demon is made of. In his shadow form, shadow demons cannot hurt him, but he can actually hurt them. It's unknown what effects Obsidian's connection to the Shadowlands will have on his aging process. Others connected to it, like the Shade, have displayed immortality, while residual Shadowlands energy slowed the aging of the original JSA members. In Manhunter number 31, it shows Obsidian being a skilled helicopter pilot. So there's that too. Now, fun facts. Obsidian makes a non-speaking cameo appearances in Justice League Unlimited as a member of the Justice League. He also appears in the second season of Legends of Tomorrow, portrayed by Dan Payne as a young man and by Lance Henriksen as an older man. This version is a member of the JSA, who were primarily active in 1942. As of 1987, he became the last living member of the JSA, after most of them were presumed dead while on a mission years prior. Todd Rice also appears in the third season of Stargirl, portrayed by Tim Gabriel. This version was separated from his sister Jenny Lynn Hayden and taken in by the Helix Institute for youth rehabilitation while looking for her. Additionally, their powers became connected to each other after her ring, which she inherited from her father Alan Scott, is infected by dark matter residue left over from her fight with Eclipso in the second season. Jenny and Todd eventually reunite, and she helps him gain control of his powers. The Justice League Unlimited incarnation of Obsidian received a Target exclusive figure in the series tie-in toy line. And in 2010, Mattel released a 6-inch figure of Todd Rice, as the name Obsidian was unavailable, due to a rights issue, in the Walmart's exclusive Wave 14 of their DC Universe Classics line. So that's actually pretty funny that they were like, yeah, let's just call him by his real name and the fans will know. The fans will figure it out, right? All right. With that being said, we've gone over fun facts. We've gone over his powers. Let me give my final thoughts on this character. So final thoughts. I would love to see a short comic series about Obsidian and his connection to the Shadowlands. I want to see into it and who else might have connection to the Shadowlands as well. Like, what do they all have in common? What if something were to happen in the Shadowlands? Like, this can be a great story, especially with the heroes and villains that could be connected, like Shade, Phantom Lady, Shadow Lass, Nightshade, basically any kind of dark powered heroes. I can see a connection with, right? It would just make sense. But I'd love to see the Shadowlands as an actual place and see what the entities might be in there. Like, what if there could be new ways to tap into its power? This could be great for Obsidian or any of the other characters mentioned and can even elevate them to new levels. Especially if DC is in danger of losing the copyrights to Superman and Batman in the future. Now, I don't know how true that is. I've seen it. I see that, like, they're in danger of losing them, and I figure if they are, now's the time to start building other heroes to help carry the load, right? And this would be a great series for DC to start paying attention to, because I've covered many DC heroes and there are plenty of other stories that I would love to have told. There are plenty of other things we could do with the characters. So yes, DC Comics, pay attention, because we are giving you free gold. Well, hopefully they're gold, but there is stuff that can be done. But guys, that's what I think. I would love to know what you all think of the character. What would you do? How would you treat the character? Would you still have him gay? I don't really think it matters, because he's never gotten enough. He's never gotten enough like attention, I guess, to really make it be have a difference anyway. But I give it to you. Once again, you can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. DMs are always open. I post superhero memes daily. You can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive, and I'm also on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. I would love it if you commented, if you liked, subscribed, hit the notification bell, shared it with your friends, all that good stuff. Help me grow the audience, help me grow the channel. It means so much to me, and I really appreciate everything that you guys may or may not have already done. But yeah, let's have a conversation. I would love to hear your thoughts on this character. But in the meantime, I think I'm going to head out. I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone is happy. I hope everyone is smart. And if you're not smart, don't get caught. See you guys next time. Bye-bye.